The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Text Number 14, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 13, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Etatshushrushatam
vidvan
Suttanor harsi bhashitum Katahari kato darka Satangsyu sadasi dhruvam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O learned Sutta Goswami, please continue to explain such topics to us because we are all eager to hear. Besides that, topics which result in the discussion of the Lord Hari should certainly be discussed in the assembly of devotees. Purport. As we have already quoted above from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami, even mundane things, if dovetailed in the service of the Lord Sri Krishna, are accepted as transcendental. For example, the epics or the histories of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which are specifically recommended for the less intelligent classes, women, shudras, and unworthy sons of the higher castes, are also accepted as Vedic literature because they are compiled in connection with the activities of the Lord. Mahabharata is accepted as the fifth division of the Vedas after its first four divisions, namely Sama, Yajur, Rig, and the Atharva. The less intelligent do not accept Mahabharata as part of the Vedas, but great sages and authorities accept it as the fifth division of the Vedas. Bhagavad Gita is also part of the Mahabharata, and it is full of the Lord's instruction for the less intelligent class of men. Some less intelligent men say that Bhagavad Gita is not meant for householders, but such foolish men forget that Bhagavad Gita was explained to Arjuna, a grihastha, family man, and spoken by the Lord in his role as a grihastha. So Bhagavad Gita, although containing the high philosophy of the Vedic wisdom, is for the beginners in the transcendental science, and Srimad Bhagavatam is for graduates and postgraduates in the transcendental science. Therefore, literatures like the Mahabharata and the Puranas and similar other literatures, which are full of the pastimes of the Lord, are all transcendental literatures, and they should be discussed with full confidence in the society of devotees. The difficulty is that such literatures, when discussed by professional men, appear to be mundane literature, like histories or epics, because there are so many historical facts and figures. It is said here, therefore, that such literature should be discussed in the assembly of devotees. Unless they are discussed by devotees, such literatures cannot be relished by the higher class of men. So the conclusion is that the Lord is not impersonal in the ultimate issue. He is the Supreme Person and He has His different activities. He is the leader of all living entities and He descends at His will and by His personal energy to reclaim the fallen souls. Thus He plays exactly like the social, political, or religious leaders, because such roles ultimately culminate in the discussion of topics of the Lord. All such preliminary topics are also transcendental. That is the way of spiritualizing the civic activities of human society. Men have inclinations for studying history and many other mundane literatures, stories, fiction, dramas, magazines, newspapers, etc. So let them be dovetailed with the transcendental service of the Lord, and all of them will turn to the topics relished by all devotees. The propaganda that the Lord is impersonal and that He has no activity and that He is a dumb stone without any name and form have encouraged people to become godless, faithless demons. And the more they deviate from the transcendental activities of a Lord, the more they become accustomed to mundane activities that only clear the path to hell instead of return them home back to Godhead. Footnote. Even 50 years ago, now this was written 30 years ago, so now we have to think 80 years ago, you see. Even 50 years ago or 80 years ago, the social structure of all Indians was so arranged that they would not read any literature that was not connected with the activities of the Lord. They would not play any drama not connected with the Lord. They would not organize a fair or ceremony not connected with the Lord, nor would they visit a place that was not holy and sanctified by the pastimes of the Lord. Therefore, even the common man in the village would talk about Ramayana and Mahabharata, Gita and Bhagavatam, even from his very childhood. But by the influence of Kali, they have been dragged to the civilization of the dogs and hogs, laboring for bread without any sense of transcendental knowledge. Continuing with the purport, Srimad Bhagavatam begins from the history of the Pandavas with necessary politics and social activities. And yet Srimad Bhagavatam is said to be Paramahamsa Samhita, or the Vedic literature meant for the topmost transcendentalist. And it describes Parangyanam, the highest transcendental knowledge. Pure devotees of the Lord are all Paramahamsas, and they are like the swans who know the art of sucking milk out of a mixture of milk and water. Om Jnanatimurandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurudmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamhayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, it is quite noteworthy how the Paramahamsa is described here. The Paramahamsa has the ability, actually the swan has the ability to take a mixture of milk and water.
Лебеда има тази способност, когато има смесица от мляко и вода.
And he is able to extract only the milk and leave the water.
Той може да извлече само млякото и да остави водата.
This is an extraordinary ability that is possessed by the swan.
Това е една необикновена способност, която лебеда притежава.
So now, do you know why the great sages are compared to swans? Do you understand why? That they can extract Krishna from this material world. In every sight, in every sound, in every smell, in every taste, in every sensation, they are able to extract Krishna. Rasoham apsukanteya prabhashmi shashishuryayo pranava sarva vedeshu shabdake purushangnishu. At every step they are experiencing Krishna. This is confirmed as follows in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti pareshanu bhavo varaktir anyatra chaishatraka eka kalaha prapadyamanashi atashnadashu pushti tushti purusha shonagasham. That those persons who are engaged in devotional service, pure bhakti, they experience love, direct perception of the Lord, and detachment from all other things. Bhakti pareshanu bhavo. they are able to extract Krishna from everything. Just as a swan extracts the milk from the mixture of milk and water.
Тези личности, които са отдават чисто преданно служене на Бога, те изпитват едновременно любов към Бога и непривързаност към всичко материално и подобно на лебеда, те могат да извлекат Кришна от всичко материално.
So what hope is there for us poor conditioned souls who do not have such transcendental abilities?
И каква е надеждата за нас нещастните обособени души, които нямаме такива трансцендентални способности?
How will we connect with Krishna?
Как ние можем да се свържем с Кришна?
Therefore Krishna has mercifully appeared in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Затова Кришна милостиво се проявил под формата на Шримад Бхагаватам.
So that we can, by hearing and discussing the Bhagavatam in the assembly of devotees.
Така че ние можем чрез слушане и обсъждане на Бхагаватам сред преданодадени.
We can come into direct contact with the Lord. This direct contact with
Krishna
will purify us of the contamination of material existence. It will purify us from the contamination of the three modes of material nature. And enable us to have direct contact with the Lord. Premanjana charito bhakti valochanena santaksa daiva hridayeshu valokayanti yang shamashundaram achyutnyad garasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. By purifying the consciousness, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, our eyes will become anointed with Krishna
Prema.
Right now we are suffering from cataracts. We are blind. We are not able to see Krishna.
Ние сме слепи и не можем да видим Кришна.
But by this Harikata,
но посредством тази Хариката,
by this Bhagavatkata,
тази Бхагаватката,
the dirt in the heart will be cleansed away.
Замърсяванията в сърцето ще бъдат отмити.
And we will be able to see Krishna everywhere within everything.
И ние ще сме способни да видим Кришна навсякъде и във всичко.
Everything within Krishna and Krishna within everything.
Всичко се намира в Кришна и Кришна е във всичко.
We simply have to go on hearing, go on hearing, go on discussing and hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ние просто трябва да продължаваме да слушаме и да дискутираме Шримад Бхагаватам.
Now do you understand why Prabhupada instituted the daily Bhagavatam class?
Сега разбирате ли защо Прабхупада е установил всеки ден?
Because Prabhupada knew how important this daily study of the Bhagavatam is.
Защото Прабхупада знае колко е важно това всекидневно изучаване на Бхагаватам.
Нашта прайшва вадейшу ничам Бхагавата сейвая. Ничам Бхагавата сейвая. One should always be studying Srimad Bhagavatam every day. The Bhagavatam has two forms. There is the book Bhagavatam, and there is also the person Bhagavatam. Who is the person Bhagavatam? That is the spiritual master. By hearing the Bhagavatam, the book Bhagavatam, and serving the person Bhagavatam, all that is inauspicious within the heart, becomes reduced practically to nil. And thus loving service to that transcendent Lord, who is praised with transcendental hymns, becomes re-established as an irrevocable fact. So this Bhagavad Seva is so important. This is how our Krishna consciousness will be reawakened. The Krishna consciousness is already there. It is simply covered now by the influence of the external energy. If we will take shelter of the internal energy, then we will become free from the influence of the external energy. We have to be in the internal energy or the external energy. One energy we must be within. You cannot be without outside of the energy of the Lord. That is not possible. But we have free choice. Which energy would you like to be in? Would you like to be a free citizen in the internal energy? Or would you like to be a prisoner in the external energy? You must be under the direction of the government. That you cannot avoid. But which way would you like to be under the direction of the government? As a free citizen who voluntarily obeys the law? Or a prisoner who is forced to obey the directions of the government? You see, we have that choice. We live in a world of prisoners. This is the penitentiary of the spiritual world. This material world is part of the spiritual world. It is the prison of the spiritual world. This material world does not actually exist outside of the spiritual world. Just like the prison exists within the confines of the state. This material world is actually part of the spiritual world. It's not actually a separate world. It appears to be so for those who are incarcerated here. But for those who are not incarcerated, it appears to be simply part of the spiritual world. Just like many years ago, I used to do a preaching program in the federal penitentiary in the U.S. Every Saturday morning, I used to get in my little car and drive to the prison. And we would have a very nice program there. I would have to go through all the gates, and I would finally be allowed into the prison. And we would have nice kirtan, prasad, and lecture there for the inmates. Even though I was within the prison, I never felt myself to be a prisoner. I was a free citizen. I can come and go out of the prison as I like, you see. So my perception of the prison was different from that perception of the inmates. If they tried to walk out of the prison, they would be shot dead by the guards. So it was the same place, but the perception was entirely different. So for one who is incarcerated within the prison of the three modes of material nature, this material world appears to be an insurmountable obstacle. But for that person who is fully taking shelter of Krishna, it's simply an ecstatic place for preaching activities, that's all. Just like I was very enlivened to go to the prison, those prisoners really chanted with great enthusiasm, let me tell you. And they cooked the prasadam also very ingeniously. They were not allowed to cook prasadam, okay? They were not allowed by the prison to cook prasadam. But you know, criminals are very clever at breaking the law. So some of the inmates, they had a job working in the kitchen. And they would smuggle out butter, sugar, flour, you know, they would smuggle potatoes, they would shower cream, they would smuggle it all out and hide it under their bed. And then they rigged what they called a stinger, where they take the electrical plug and they put two open wires into the electrical and run it into a bucket. And it heats up the water. So that way they would make garanga potatoes. When the guards are not looking, they were making garanga potatoes underneath the bed. So in this way, every Saturday they'd have a nice love feast. Garanga potatoes, halva, fruit salad. Very nice, tasty prasadam. Completely against the rules of the prison. Of course, being criminals, they took great fun in being able to break the rules and get away with them. But anyway, it was very enlivening to go there and chant and have kirtan with these inmates. So for someone who is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, this material world is not a hell. It's an ecstatic playground. Just like when a little child goes to the park and there's the swings and the slide and the sandbox and the fire truck, he becomes very happy. Oh, now I'm at the playground. One who is fully surrendered to Lord Chaitanya's mission, he becomes completely ecstatic in this material world. So, I can ask now if there's any questions. Yeah.
We have heard several times that we are either under the influence of Mahamaya or Yogamaya.
Okay.
But he says that sometimes he feels in his service that he is under the influence of both. Or is it possible? How? Because he lacks because he lacks selflessness and therefore feels like that.
Yes. In the beginning, we are influenced by both energies. We are coming out of the influence of the material nature. And we are gradually coming more and more under the influence of the spiritual nature. That's a fact. And it's like in the beginning, you are 1% Krishna conscious and 99% under the influence of the material nature. And then you progress to 5% Krishna consciousness. Only 95% under the influence of the material nature. And then you progress to 25% Krishna consciousness. Only 75% under the influence of the material nature. And then 90% Krishna conscious. 10% under the influence of the material nature. And then finally you achieve pure Krishna prema, you become 100% Krishna conscious with 0% influence of the material nature. So it is a fact, the neophyte devotee is influenced by both energies. That's why we have to chant. We have to fight. We're fighting with Maya every day. That's why we have to chant quality rounds. We have to have qualitative hearing and discussing of this Bhagavatam. We have to have good quality dealings with the other devotees. Everything must be first class because that will free us from the influence of the material nature.